Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi guys, welcome back to the next episode of the City Confessions. It's another episode that I'm recording remotely. Today is going to be a fun episode. I have Romy Bell Erickson. She is a fitness coach and also a mind and body wellness coach. So welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be part of your podcast. So thanks.
And it's your first one. So I'm so happy because this means you're going to remember me forever.
I will remember you forever.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
I know. I usually, as you know, record in person because I love that just interaction, like that face to face. But unfortunately, given the circumstances, that's not possible. So let me just check in with you and ask you, how are you doing with all of this?
Well, where do we start? No, no, just kidding. It has been definitely an interesting time for me. I think I've always thought that I'm I'm a very adaptable person, and I think I am, but definitely this has been very eye-opening in so many levels, and there has been honestly a lot of ups and downs. There are days that, you know, I break down, you know, I'm looking out the window and I just start crying, and but there's also so much beauty into that, because I feel like I have been able to go inward a lot more and be a lot more self reflective, and I don't think I get a lot of time to do that. So there's also positives in the whole process. So I'm just trying to embrace, you know, every single day, however it is, you know.
Definitely. I think you definitely mentioned a great point, because it's totally, totally valid to have days where you're just really down. Like, I've had those days as well, you know, and I would wake up and I'm like, wow, this is rough, you know. But then there are days where you have to kind of switch your mindset and, like you said, embrace the downtime, embrace getting to know yourself. And I think, like, for me, are you alone or are you, like, quarantined with somebody?
Yes. So I have a roommate.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I have a roommate too, but she's not here. She's home in Long Island. But, like, being alone, it's like, don't get me wrong, I love actually being alone. Like, I like me time, and I've traveled alone and everything, but being alone with yourself for like going into 4 weeks, it's a lot, because in your mind you're like, what? But it's a, like you said, it's a good opportunity to do a lot of self-development and self-reflection, for sure.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, you know, I don't know, there's a little bit of a hesitation to talk about these things, like the days that you're feeling down, and how tough it can be to actually be in that space of where you just have to sit with your thoughts, you know. We're New Yorkers, we don't really do that much in the general sense, at least not most people. So I think it's important to also just first admit that it's not easy, and then second, just to also embrace that time, because we don't get that often.
And speaking of New York, tell me about your background. Where did you grow up, and your whole story and connection with New York?
Yeah, so I grew up in Dominican Republic, and
I can tell from your accent, girl. I'm also learning Spanish, by the way, on Duolingo.
Oh, yes? Yeah. Oh, nice. I'm actually, now I'm using this time to learn a little bit of Portuguese.
Oh, nice, Duolingo too. Nice, nice, yeah. Okay, so yeah, you were... No, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So yes, I born and raised in Dominican Republic, had never been outside of the country before I came here when I was 14, almost 15, and then I've been in New York ever since. But a lot, almost half of that time, I spent at upstate New York. Okay. I went to college, then I went to pursue my master's, and then came back to the city.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to college?
I went to Colgate University.
Because I went to Syracuse. So that's like awesome.
What?
I went to Syracuse, but I'm much higher. I think that's further north.
Wait, you went to Syracuse?
Yeah, I went to Syracuse.
That's where I did my master's.
Really? Wait, that's crazy.
I know. That's insane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent 2.5 years in Syracuse because after I graduated, So I was a teacher there as well. So I taught for a little bit, for like an extra summer and stuff like that. So
oh,
yeah,
wow.
I was Syracuse. Syracuse
is
my city.
Small world. Small world.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah.
So then you decided to obviously come to like the city to...
Yes.
What were you doing then? Like, when did you start your whole fitness coaching business?
Yeah, so it's very interesting because I did not go to school for any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that a lot of people in our generation can probably relate. But I came to the city and I was in the interviewing process. I was honestly interviewing for teaching jobs because first, that's what I was doing during my master's program. And I really wanted to teach in higher ed.
Mm-hmm.
So before I went on to get my PhD, I said, you know what, I miss family so much. I need a break. Let me go back to the city, spend some time there. And maybe in a year or two, I go ahead and apply for my PhD program.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the plan. And then I was here and things changed. And I explore a little bit of fitness through some friends, alumni that I was connecting to. And I had never been into the gym, into fitness. I kind of almost hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so interesting, like having the guidance of from somebody else and just learning what to do, how to do it, and then actually doing it. It was just very fascinating for me. And
mm-hmm.
it was also very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
I had never felt like that type of empowerment in terms of or being in tune with my physical body. So I just felt like really strong. And it was just a part of my life that I hadn't, that I just never embraced. Like I never played sports growing up. Never was that active. So just seeing myself on that, in that area and exploring that and being able to do that was really fascinating for me. So then I started working on my body while I was interviewing and I just fell in love with fitness. And I was like, oh my God, I've always been like, I want to be part of the service industry. I want to help people. So then having the teaching background, I was like, I can totally like kind of embrace this
mm-hmm.
part, this phase in my life, and maybe more school won't hurt. So I went ahead and like study, got my certification. And then I was like, I just want to help other people like feel the same way I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love hearing that. I'm also shared the same sentiment. I'm all about helping people as well. And I feel like, and I'm also personally interested, like I value like fitness as well. Like I have my own like fitness mm-hmm. journey, but that's why it's so cool. Because when I like stumbled across your page, I'm like, oh my God, I know she has a story to tell. So it's great.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that mm-hmm. you invited me to your space
course.
And that you saw that. That's the beauty of social media
for
nowadays.
Sure,
too.
Yeah. But was there a moment like was your fitness journey did it kind of just like go smoothly, or did you have any, was there any like moments where, you know what I mean? Like did you ever suffer injuries? Was there any struggles along the way, or kind of just smooth sailing?
Oh, no, not smooth sailing. So it's been, it's so interesting because I talk about this to my clients a lot, and
mm-hmm.
it's, um, you know, we live in a time that we want the result right now.
Yep.
And we really have no patience, right? But I think the cool thing when I started my journey was that I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything because I had no background in fitness. So I wasn't focused really on results. I was just focused a lot on the feelings and the strength part more than anything, and how to move better. And so I fell in love with that, with that stuff. I wasn't really focusing on changing my body because honestly, I didn't even know like how my body would look. I had no expectations. I didn't know anything better. Mm-hmm. So I think that was a positive for me because I wasn't comparing to anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going through the process. And then, so I would say at the beginning, in that sense, it was smooth. However, the hard part for me at the beginning was getting out of my head. Not kidding. I have so many mental blocks, and everything I would say, no, I can't do that. Are you kidding me? Like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this or that. And then it was just breaking one block to the next. And that translated into my entire life, like other areas in my life. And I started realizing, oh my God, I put so much blocks into other things, and I limit myself in my life a lot. So that was like a big wake up moment for me, that fitness actually like made me realize that. And then I was able to, the same tools that I was using in fitness, I was able to use in other parts of my life to kind of get out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
But in another big, I would say, struggle that I had, more specific to fitness, was that at one point in my fitness journey, I decided to do bodybuilding competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I did that for a little bit, for a few years, and that was great. You know, I got abs for the first time. I was shredded. I thought that I would be so happy with such a lean and really shredded body. But then that really resulted in a lot of body image issues.
Mm-hmm.
That I had never been aware of. Either that brought them to the surface, or actually even developed more of that. So that was a huge, I would say that was the that was the biggest struggle for me, dealing with that, binge eating after that, things that I had never really experienced in the past. So the relationship with my body and the relationship with food changed, and it was really different. So I think now that's why I have transitioned a lot more into wellness, because I realize how important those relationships are and how much they can affect the relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, I was so into like what you were saying. I thought that was so mature also to like be able to look back and acknowledge, you know, what those points were and what the highs and lows, right? Because I'm sure, as you said, you probably felt so amazing, and I think then you were able to be like, actually this was also a, you know, I don't want to say a negative effect, but I guess maybe a negative effect from that high, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, for sure. And you just like, you get to a point and then you just want more.
Mm.
And nothing is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it can become very obsessive too. And if you don't know how to distance yourself from that and take a step back and say, okay, what is really important here? And why am I pursuing this?
Mm.
If you don't do that, it can become, you know, very unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you don't compete anymore?
Or yes, like no, I...
Mm-hmm. And so then let's talk about social media and like your clients. Has social media helped your business? How do you find your clients? Walk me through that process.
Yeah, for sure. So so after college, just to give a little bit of a background, in I was a personal trainer with a gym, a luxury gym, and I did that for about 2 years. And then I left and then went into hospitality. So I did like hotels, operations, and management. Came back in the fitness industry, but more into management. Mm-hmm. Just because I knew, I always had a sense that I kind of wanted to explore business, and I wanted to work for myself. I didn't, especially after those jobs, more corporate, I was like, I don't know if I see myself like working for other people like my entire life, or at least I need to explore working for myself at some point. But I knew I needed certain skills. I needed management skills. I needed leadership skills and all of these things. So I came back to the fitness industry and took a managerial role for a few years. And then it wasn't until mid-2018 that I decided to quit my job and said, okay, I'm gonna go in and just try this thing for myself and become an independent fitness coach. Mm-hmm. In the past, I had only worked under an umbrella, right? Never independently. So it's gonna be almost 2 years. And and I started from the ground up. I had no clients when I left my job. I had no backup plan at that moment. I only prepared financially, mm-hmm. just for the transition. And the first thing I started doing was reaching out to all clients that I had in the past, telling everybody I knew what I was going to do. And if they knew anybody that was interested and that was looking for a trainer and so on, to just, you know, put my name out there, just expressing also like my passion. I think that's really important, like just with the people that you have around you, like networking and the relationships you build. And I just started texting and then trying to get referrals. And that's how I got like my first few clients, through referrals. Mm-hmm. I had no idea how to use social media during that time. But I definitely was very curious, and I knew it was going to be a great tool for me. So I started taking a few marketing courses, then social media, like courses here and there, just to learn how to navigate it and monetize it. And then there are apps now, which we're very lucky to, that you can sign up and also mm-hmm. advertise your offering there. Mm-hmm. So I use many of those as well to get a few clients too.
Nice. Thanks for telling me about your background and what you do. I kind of want to shift gears now and just ask you what keeps you up at night. And I think I feel like this is an important question just because of what you said earlier on about, as New Yorkers, we are constantly on the go. We're constantly, you know, mm-hmm. we have like a million yes. jobs and we want to be everywhere. But, you know, we don't really take the time to kind of sit down and just check in with ourselves, with our mental health. And I, of course, you know, advocate for self-care and mental health. So I know that you probably, you know, have taken time to be in tune with how you're feeling, especially with this whole pandemic. So like right now, like what's keeping you up at night? What's stressing you out? You know, what are your concerns?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Especially after I left my corporate job, definitely, I think one of the big things has been being more in tune with myself and really listen to my thoughts and process them. So right now, I would say during the pandemic, I think there's a big fear, mm-hmm. right, very deep, but it's there. And it definitely keeps me up at night sometimes. And it's my mom. I would never want anything to happen to my mom. So I think deep down I'm very, you know, afraid that, like, you know, that she'll get infected and exposed to the virus, because I don't know how she will handle it. So mm-hmm. so that's a big fear right now. Mm-hmm. Another fear that I have or that I'm dealing with and trying to just embrace is definitely the uncertainty. And I'm trying to surrender to that uncertainty daily, just like, but it's definitely a practice, like not knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are all going through the same exact thing. I was saying, actually, my last episode that I'm normally like a planner, right? And that's why it's been so hard for me, because I cannot plan anything. Like, you can't, we have no idea. Like, you can't say,
absolutely,
you know? And I think, like, obviously in the ideal world, if they were to tell us, like, okay, listen, guys, you need to be, like, up until this point, we can be okay. Even if it was, like, December, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously I wouldn't want that, but it's, like, knowing that there would be, like, this date that we can look forward to would, like, mm-hmm. ease all of our just, like, overwhelming, you know, emotions. But this has taught me, again, like what you were saying, I'm taking it day by day, and I normally never do that. And I'm learning mm-hmm. to embrace, you know, wake up, you know, obviously plan your day, but like I feel like I value my time more because I'm mm-hmm. only focusing on the next 24 hours instead of like, oh, what am I doing next Saturday, next month, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it's there's such an important lesson there to take for all of us. And I think naturally as humans, we just want to be in control. We just mm-hmm. want to know. We just want to have certainty. I don't think we do well with uncertainty naturally, because we have of like, you know, we plan and we have all these expectations of how things should be mm-hmm. and how they're going to work out. So we, you know, we don't know how to operate necessarily in a time where we just don't know. And just like you said, you can only worry about the next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Have you, do you like meditate? Like what are your methods to kind of, you know, get through what we're unfortunately all going through right now?
Yeah. So I could say that I'm super consistent with mm-hmm. meditation. I am not, but I do practice it. I would like to get more consistent with it because I know how helpful it is, and mm-hmm. it has been helpful for me so far. But I've only been doing it like a few times a week, but I use other methods. So sometimes it might be just writing, like journaling mm-hmm. a little bit. Sometimes it's even just writing in my computer, like on notes, and just putting my thoughts out there or translate that into something else. Sometimes I might write like not a poem, but you know, kind of something like more artistic and with different feelings in there. And something that has been helping me a lot too is just connecting with people that I maybe not, I would say in the real world, but you know, in our other reality that I probably don't connect as much to, mm-hmm. just catching up with them, building like stronger and deeper relationships, yeah. and just venting with them, just processing our thoughts and mm-hmm. feelings. And I think sometimes if you're not into writing or if you don't know how to meditate, I think just asking for help or just asking somebody to listen to you for a second or just process something together, I think it's very valuable.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree 100%. This time has made me also, like, generally I already value like my relationships and friendships, but I think mm-hmm. even more so, I'm having conversations with my friends that, like you said, there are just deeper. Like, mm-hmm. we don't talk about surface exactly. level things, you know? We're like actually just diving into like obviously our feelings, but our thoughts and top, I don't know, it's like, it's, I think it's because when you don't have, oh my god, this siren it's like New York City 24/7. Every time I record there's always a siren. But yeah, what I was saying was like, I think normally because you don't have that face-to-face interaction, like the only thing you can really really count on is this like emotional and intellectual connection and conversation, you know what I mean? Like, you
absolutely,
have, because
yeah.
then otherwise,
we're not talking about,
no, yeah,
there's no talking about brunch, there's no talking about work. Nobody wants to talk about work right now. Everybody just wants to, you know, really be more curious about yeah. how you're doing emotionally. And I think that's important too in our relationships, you mm-hmm. know, to go deep sometimes and not just stay in the surface level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree 100%. We were talking last time when we were trying to schedule this recording that you also, so right now, is your business affected? I mean, I'm sure everything there has to be some type of, you know, direct effect from this, but are you still maintaining contact with your clients? Are you doing those like streaming training or what's up with that?
Yeah, so definitely has been affected big time, mm-hmm. especially because even before the quarantine, I did have an online program, fitness-based, but less, this one, it's like more, you know, body-mind mm-hmm. Connection, working with clients a lot on like a fitness mindset as well, and a little bit of a, like a development program. So, I had stopped that program because I am kind of revamping the whole thing. So that was like one income that was already paused. Mm-hmm. But yeah, gyms closing, residential gyms closing as well. It has definitely affected my whole entire business. So I still have some clients online and just keep in touch with all of them still. But yeah, the whole thing for sure has been pretty much affected.
Yeah.
Just trying to be like more creative in terms of other ways to do other things or create other things. But again, you know, just taking it day by day.
I'm on the same boat. I mean, like, same with me. Like, I feel like all of my work has been put on a pause. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if at all if it's going to continue. It's not canceled, you know, like your work is not canceled.
Exactly. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's just, you know, it's a tough time. But the only, I don't want to say the only, one of the positive is that, like, literally we are all going through the same thing, more or less. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, oh, this, I mean, maybe celebrities and like rich people, but for the most part, I think we are all feeling the same way. And literally, like, what you're going through is what I'm going through, you know, and I think that makes it better in a way, so you're not,
oh,
you know, you're
of
not
course
alone.
I think it's definitely more reassuring for us, cause, you know, you don't feel alone. Mm-hmm. Collectively, you are a lot of people on the same boat, and that definitely helps for sure.
Mm-hmm. So my podcast is called The City Confessions, and the reason why is because I like to close off the podcast with asking my guests, like, what's your confession? And the reason why is because, going back to what I was saying about New Yorkers, I just feel like we all have a story to tell, and that everybody is special, and like, we all have, you know what I mean, we all have a journey. And when I say confession, I don't mean like, you know, in a religious sense, or like, oh my God, tell me your deepest, darkest secrets. But it's more of the fact mm-hmm. that I know that, like, people have, like, they want to get something off your chest. You know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. Like, some of my guests have shared stuff from their past. Like, it could be anything. It could be something silly. It could be something, whatever, like, whatever you feel comfortable with. And some of the questions that I ask to kind of get your brain, you know, working or like thinking is like, what is one misconception you think people have of you? Or like, what is one thing you wish people knew about you? Or what is one thing you wish people asked more about you? Like, stuff like those types of questions. Just because I think when I don't want to say I'm done with this whole podcast, because I don't know when that would be, but I think it'll be so interesting to just like have everybody's confession like written out, and it'll be, and I think like,
oh,
at
God,
least
you should totally do
right
that.
And I know at least one person can relate to like each person's like confession, so like, what
Absolutely.
Is your confession, girl?
So I think okay, so just from like the misconceptions, I think I'm gonna go in that route. Mm-hmm. But because I'm, you know, I feel like if you, you know, were to meet, like, see me or like know me, I think you get this first impression that I'm bubbly and very extroverted. And while I am also introverted in a sense. I love a lot of me time, mm-hmm. and I have like this philosophical side, you know, side mm-hmm. of myself. So I'm also very shy in a sense, and it takes me a while to really open up. Mm-hmm. I think I had a lot of trust issues in the past. So that's a big confession there. And I think it has definitely affected that. So, yeah. And in something that people don't know about me is that I have dealt with a lot of stress, anxiety, and even depression in the past. So I'm always dancing on Instagram. I am super bubbly. I try to be the most positive I can be. I just always like to look at the glass half full, because I feel like we always have a choice of how we feel. But at the same time, I know what it's like to be on the other side and feel very anxious and feel really stressed to the point that you get sick. I've gotten sick just from stress and also being depressed to the point that you cannot even get out of your bed. So those are very two different sides of me. And I don't think a lot of people know a lot about that.
Let me tell you something. I think this is so weird because whenever I have conversations with guests, obviously, we were strangers 30 minutes ago. I don't know anything about them. I'm literally reaching out based off of, like, social media presence and, like, people who fit the requirement of, like, being a New Yorker and doing amazing things, right? But I mm-hmm. swear to God, every time I have the conversations, I'm like, this is why we were meant to connect. Because I'm not joking. Like, if we were in person, you would have saw me and how just, like, I was just nodding in agreement because I swear to God, that's me. Like, I'm also, I appear really bubbly and I love to have fun. I'm like always in a positive mindset, but like I have trust issues as well. And I've talked a little bit about going through anxiety and also like depression in the past, just like stuff that I've been through. And it's so weird. Like when you were saying that, I'm like, what the hell? And I literally quoted this in the past episode, like literally the one last week.
Oh my God.
I said, oh, it's all about mindset. You have to look at the cup half full. Like I always say that. And it's like,
that is insane.
And like, you don't know me.
By the way, after quarantine is over, we gotta meet in person.
Oh my God, 100%. That's why I was like, I mean, guys, just for full disclosure, we were supposed to record this literally, I think the week that we got locked down in New York. So mm-hmm. it wasn't that, you know, we weren't trying to make this happen. And like, I'm the type of person, I'm so, so, so big on relationships. And again, like in person, like I would obviously prefer to have this recording in person, but we're not doing this obviously for, you know, quarantine reasons and everything. But after I connect with my guests, don't, like, you can't get rid of me. Like, this is not, like, a one-off, like, interview. It's, like, we're going to be friends now.
It's, like,
I'm all about that.
If you get to know each other, then you're not getting rid of me.
Yeah. No, I think it's important because I never want people to think, like, I want to take this moment now to just say how much I appreciate you sharing your story. Appreciate you taking time out of your day to record this, because I am huge on like people's time, you know, and I feel like you're doing me a favor by obviously helping me out in terms of sharing your story and being on my podcast. And I think I never want people to think that I'm not a taker, you know what I mean? Like I always try to give. And like you said, going back to the whole service industry and wanting to help others, that's just who I am, like, naturally. So, like, I would never want to, like, have somebody be on and be like, all right, thanks, like, bye now. Because when you share your story, I'm already invested. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm invested in what you're doing, and I want you to do well. And I want to, like, you know, literally catch up with you in a few months after this over and be like, hey, how is your business? How are you doing? Like, what has been the growth? What have you learned from this? Like, I'm all about that, you know, human interaction. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I mean, I think I love what you're doing. And I think storytelling just helps a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So in a bigger picture, I love that, you know, I hope that my story can just help somebody. So mm-hmm. In that sense, I was very static to be here and share something that may resonate with someone.
Of course. All right, before we end, I have two more questions. So the second to last is, I mean, I know we're going through a rough time, but I usually just say, like, what are your goals, or like, what can people, you know, be on the lookout for? Do you have any programs, or like, what are you currently working on, maybe within the next 3 to 6 months that you can reveal?
Yeah, definitely within the next 3 to 6 months, I'm definitely shifting a lot more, especially in the online space, a lot more from the fitness side. And I think I have been already, but I am, my goal is to focus a lot more on, again, like the relationship with the self and how that translates into the relationship with your body and even food and how to heal that. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important. I think you can even, when you see an imbalance in those things, you can even see that translating into the relationship you have with your job and even romantic relationships. Mm-hmm. So I'm very big on that, the relationship with the self, and hopefully in the future, near future, I'm definitely planning to study relationships, romantic relationships in general, and become a relationship therapist. That's like my goal.
I love that. I'm actually taking a relationship course right now. And it's so interesting. Yeah, it talks a lot about communication. And I think the general sense, when you say communication, everybody thinks they know what that is, but like, you'd be surprised. Like,
no.
No. I know. I learned a lot about just like, the way you ask questions, like the way you frame your questions, dictate how people answer it. And you can honestly shift the whole conversation, the whole story, by a simple way of asking a question. Like, it's crazy.
Absolutely. Oh my God. No, I'm fascinated with the topic. And I think after my past in long-term relationship, mm-hmm. I think I've become so curious about that, and just I'm fascinated by it. So I'm like, okay, I think this is like a huge passion of mine, and I definitely know I want to pursue that.
Yeah, no, I love hearing that. You see, another thing we have in common, like, it just keeps going on and on.
It keeps going.
All right, so one more question before I let you go. What is the one thing you love most about yourself? Because we're all about positivity here, and like, you have to leave knowing that, you know, like, you said something great about yourself. And again, it's self-reflection.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that I love, I've always been bad talking about myself.
Well, that's why, exactly. That's why I try to switch.
Embracing, like, good things about myself. I was at, but, you know, I would say, just like my loving personality and caring personality, and sometimes I, you know, I thought I questioned that, because then there was the fear of like getting hurt and or expectations with other people. But honestly, like, just generally just operating from a loving place, always. So I always try to do that no matter what happens. So I think that's one of the things that I love the most about me.
That too. Yeah, I mean, you are, honestly, again, I know it sounds weird because I haven't met you, but I think you are amazing. I think what you're doing is amazing. I can feel your energy. I can feel that you are a genuinely, like, authentic, like, soul, and you have such a great outlook on life, and, like, you just want to do good in the world, and we need people, like, more like that, you know? So I'm so happy that we've connected, and I'm so happy that you were able to share your story, and I'm hope the listeners, you know, got something out of it. I mean, I know they did. They have to.
Yeah, I hope so too.
So thank you so much. And yes, we will have like brunch or something after all this madness.
And go out then.
Yes, let's do that. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah. Of course.
I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and stay tuned for the next one. Bye.